Hi and welcome to Women Who Loves Too Much. I'm Anem. But before we do anything today, I want to say a big shout out to those listening to my first ever podcast. Yay. And those of you guys who emailed me, thank you very much. I'm going to answer most of your questions at the end of this segment. Thank you for listening to my podcast. Thank you very much. Thank you for the love you guys showed. It means a lot to me. Thank you very much. But today, we're still on dating in 2018, or more like relationship in 2018. But we're going to be talking about something different. So today, we're going to be talking about, are you pressured into being someone else in your relationship? Like, have you been pressured to be someone else? Like, your partner is trying to turn you into someone else. No, there's a difference between you adapting to your partner, becoming someone else differently to someone you are. For example, now, should I say, okay, you like orange, just because of your partner, you just stop taking oranges. You want peaches because your partner likes peaches. There's a difference between adapting to your partner and changing yourself totally for your partner. Please believe me when I say it's not good for you to change totally from who you are. You need a life outside your relationship. So it is not good for you to change totally to someone else or to another person because you're trying to please your partner. If you're doing that, you're not in love with that person. You're not showing that person the real you. You have to show that person the real you. You have to let the person see you. And if the person is trying to change you to a totally different person, then the person doesn't love you. Am I making sense here? The person doesn't love you. If someone is trying to change you to someone different from who you are, the person doesn't love you. Believe me, you don't need to change for anybody. If someone loves you, the person is going to love you the way you are. But you can adapt or bend to fit your partner. But doesn't mean you should totally change your life, your lifestyle, your everything, just because you want to please someone. If you become that person that you become someone else for somebody, you end up resenting yourself after a few months of the relationship because you can't keep up with the charade because you're trying to please this person so much. This person doesn't even know the real you. And believe me, one day you keep piling and piling up. One day you're just going to blow up and just show the person this you real you, and the person might not like the real you, or more like the person might not love the real you. And if your partner is trying to change you, you need to talk to your partner. Please do not let your man change you to someone different from you. Your man is supposed to upgrade you. Your partner is supposed to upgrade you to a better version, not change you totally. No. You have a life. You need a life outside your relationship. Your life should not evolve around your partner. You were somebody before you met him. So you don't have to just throw your life away because you're trying to please your man. No, you need your life. You need something of your own. You need to show him the real you. You need to be, how will I put it? You need to be a woman of your own. You don't need to change for your man. Not like you can bend towards him or be, how will I put it, be the better version of you for him, but you shouldn't change everything about you, because you changing everything about you, you become an hypocrite. you're pretending, you're a pretender, because you can't change who you are deep inside. One day, all you are is going to come out and it's just going to just be a big problem for both of you. So ladies, please, do not change who you are. Show your partner the real you. If he doesn't love you that way, then he will not love you. And if he's trying to change you, then tell him that I am this person. I was somebody before I met you. Give him your reasons why you can't become a totally different person. Okay? Tell him your reasons. So, that will be all for today. I would love to hear from you again. Sorry I can't reply your questions on this segment, but I will reply you via emails. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. I can't wait to hear from you. Bye.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.